European starlings, first introduced to North America by Shakespeare enthusiasts in the 19th century, are now among the continent's most common songbirds. They have short tails, triangular wings, and long, pointed bills. They are stocky black birds. In the 1890s, European starlings were deliberately introduced to North America. The European starling is a small, black songbird with a short tail, short, triangular wings, and speckled plumage. They have a pointed, yellow bill that turns dark in the autumn and are about 6 inches long, about the same size as an America robin. The starling has incredibly vibrant feathers. The head and chest have a purplish-black iridescence. The color of the wings is green, but the end of the wings is brownish-black. Every part of their body is covered in pale markings. Legs are a pinkish-red color. The stocky body of a European starling has distinctive white spots in the winter. The bird's body color, with the exception of the upper wings, darkens and shimmers as summertime approaches. In addition, the bird's shorter tail remains short while its less pointed wings change into a triangle shape while in flight. The bird's long, sharp beaks change from gray to yellow as winter approaches. A European starling weighs between 55 and 101 grams and measures between 7 to 9 inches long in terms of size and length. European starlings are among the loudest birds on Earth. They are very talkative and only go silent when molting. The warbling, gurgling, and creaking noises made by male birds are their favorite. Birds enjoy making chattering, whistling, rattles, and liquid noises. European starlings can accurately mimic the sounds of other birds and are skilled mimics. They use a variety of tones and pitches to produce warning sounds when they need to make a call. These birds appear to be innocent, but they are perfectly suited to spread infestation. If you notice them flying around your property, it is time to take action because they view human homes as the ideal location to build their nest. Unfortunately, these birds' droppings contain fungi that can be extremely hazardous to your health. Over time, these droppings can damage the structure of your building. Therefore, if you see a nest close to your home, it is best to take action to remove it because the birds may be planning to gradually take over. Each year, starlings shed none of their feathers as they transition from being spotted and white to glossy and dark. Their spots are created by the prominent white tips on the new feathers that they grow in the autumn. By spring, these tips have disappeared, leaving behind a feather that is a dark, iridescent brown. Scientists refer to this peculiar act of changing as a wear molt. Thus, European starling is a very social bird that does not defend territory beyond its own nest site, but because of its rapid spread, it is held responsible for the extinction of many bird species.